Thanks for tuning to Digital Voices Podcast, where we chat digital transformation, challenges and opportunities across healthcare and life sciences. And now, your host, Ed Marks.
Welcome to Digital Voices. I'm so excited to have you listening in again and hearing some excellent wisdom from the leader of Tech Mahindra, CP Gurnani. And before we get into it, we want to really talk about it from the perspective of Digital Voices, but the global CEO. So we're really privileged in this episode to have a global CEO with us sharing that wisdom all around leadership and digital transformation. And Tech Mahindra is based out of India. And so my first interactions with working with Indian companies was probably 2002, 2003, when I was a CIO at University Hospitals Health System. And we decided that in order to improve our quality of our services and also to reduce some of our costs, that we would work with a company like Tech Mahindra, where we can take advantage of the global scale. And so I got to learn a lot more about Indian culture and the way that Indian firms work. And sure enough, our quality indicators improved, our satisfaction from our customers improved, and we were able to lower our costs. So ever since then, I've always been really interested in terms of looking at services and digital transformation from a global perspective, and also what we can learn from other industries. So it's just very fitting that CP is our guest today, and happy Holi, CP. It just happens that...
Happy Holi Festival of Colors, Ed.
Yes, so it's great to have you. Thank you. So, CP, you've been a guest of ours before on our webinar, but this is the first time on a podcast. Would you mind sort of sharing your journey, your personal professional journey, and how you became the CEO of Tech Mahindra?
Ed, a lot of times it is a difficult question to answer because from a small town that I grew up, I definitely didn't know what a CEO meant. Right. And in a lot of ways, you have to give a big, huge sense of gratitude to my parents who, in their own simple, rustic ways, became the coaches for life. My mother, when I came back from a day at school or a day out, she would cheerily welcome me and say, "How was your day?" I couldn't just say it was good. The answer expected by her was, what was the value add during the day? What did you achieve? And a simple "how was the answer?" "It was good, mom," was not sufficient.
Right.
And in her own sweet way, she drilled it into me that every day has an outcome, every week has an outcome, and if there is a value creation, then you have achieved something. Similarly, my father, he was one of those jobs where he changed cities every year, year and a half. So I ended up doing my schooling in 7 schools. And every time we changed the city, my father would remind us, the city that we are going to doesn't owe us anything. The school that we were going to join, both me and my sister, would be reminded, doesn't owe us anything. The neighbors don't owe us anything. We have to make an effort to become part of that fabric, society, the school team, or the neighborhood. So if you make the take the initiative and if you create value, so my lesson of life was take initiative, make an impact, create value, probably helped me reach the CXO suite. But I can only say it's been a great to have parents who instill that level of confidence in you and those basic principles of life in you which has helped me all my life.
Yeah, that's great. And the influence of our parents on our lives is just amazing. And a reminder for those of us with still have children at home, good lessons there also from CP on sort of the questions that his mom would ask him and how his dad would sort of frame up the situation and the culture. So that's great. Look, we're here to talk digital transformation. TechM is the leader of digital transformation in the world. I'm excited to be a part of that organization. So I know that TechM CP is changing into a concept called Next Now. So NXT Next.now. Can you share a little bit about some of that philosophy?
Ed, in a lot of ways, I must say that I did get influenced by the original Nike slogan, just do it. The second paragraph to it was, do it now. The third is the realization that COVID is forcing a pace of digital transformation where speed and agility was extremely important. And if I were to become the digital transformation leader, I had to instill that sense of purpose in all 125,000 employees of Tech Mahindra. We had to not only instill the sense of purpose, but also very clearly define that if we have to take into account what our customers want, we need to understand what our customers' customer want.
Mm. Yeah.
So Next.now is the TechM way of delivering tomorrow's experiences today. And underlining to each one of us that with Tech Mahindra, we together will build the future. The future is now. I also focus a lot through Next.now on human-centric experiences. Because our ecosystem and collaboration creative models that we are coming up with, they are only looking for continuity. Discontinuity is a way to define the new continuity. And I think we have achieved a lot, particularly with HCI in healthcare and with Born in one of our portfolio companies in human-centered experiences.
Yeah, I love that focus and how you stated it, CP, tomorrow's experience today. And it's certainly exciting. And again, our the podcast and to our listeners is we're not here to necessarily talk about, but we can't help it, about Tech Mahindra specifically and the amazing things that we're doing across multiple verticals, including healthcare. But it is pretty exciting. And I think you can hear that passion in CP and certainly in my voice. But we believe healthcare is ripe for digital transformation. And we can take the learnings from a lot of other industries that have advanced a little bit further ahead and bring them to healthcare. And I think the human-centric design models is one of the key ones, CP, that you were just pointing out. So in healthcare, how, given CP, your views of other industries that may be more advanced, or, you know, what are some things we can learn from other industries in terms of digital transformation and bring them into healthcare?
A fairly loaded question, Ed. In health and life sciences, the fundamental change that we can learn is that an hospital can go to a customer. Number two, while the life sciences and hospitals have done a phenomenal job of serving the societies and being able to provide care to people who come to them, I think the healthcare providers are now undergoing fundamental shift. And the fundamental shift is because of the explosion of technology devices. The fundamental shift is because you brought in my opinion, when I look at vaccination in US, you brought in a McDonald kind of a drive to get a vaccine.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in many different parts of the world. So what I'm saying is healthcare and life sciences in US particularly has started learning from other industries. The home delivery, that you are able to get yourself tested through few digital clicks, that you are able to get vaccinated, that your own vaccines were developed in less than 12 months, and that you were able to use the compute power of probably the supercomputers which were doing weather forecasting, now were doing molecular modeling. So I think the entire healthcare ecosystem is now being geared from legacy to digital transformation. And the customer also is evolved. The customer has evolved because the customer now understands that they will not only be demanding, but they're a lot more knowledgeable. That you as a caregiver or a hospital provider have to understand their social and emotional needs. So on one end, when we look at other industries like cars, which are a computer, cars which are driverless, cars which are using more software code than most other mainframes, I think we can learn from them because we think the healthcare of future is going to be a lot more resilient, a lot more self-reliant, a lot more circular, a lot more driven by the sustainable economies. And we believe that Tech Mahindra's practices, particularly the digital, the health that next now, kind of services will deliver diagnostics, AI, the whole radiology, everything on the wheels or where the customer is. I am excited about 5G. I'm excited about the influence that 5G will have in the way healthcare will become closer to all of us. And it will save tons of costs because we as human beings will live longer. And we as human beings will remain and become healthier. So I think pandemic has been a good wake-up call for all of us. It has only helped us deliver in time against the potential. So I think TechM has a good future with healthcare. Healthcare has a good future with its customers. Customers have a good future because they will become less patients and become more partners.
Yeah, those are really good insights. Thanks, CP. And I think you're right. You know, oftentimes people are saying that because of COVID, we've advanced 5 years and 5 months in terms of just the rapid change. And it really showed us that not only how entrepreneurial we can all be when put under the test and a lot of pressure, but just how we can take learnings from other industries, apply them to healthcare, like the examples you were giving, CP. And now we just need to continue down that path. So as we saw these rapid changes and as you mentioned, the consumers are also expecting more, demanding more, we really need to be poised to deliver the right products and services just to continue that evolution as healthcare moves into the home. And it was funny when you mentioned the car, CP, because healthcare moving to the car as well. It's all becoming, you know, all integrated, and cars can certainly be another sensor that we use to help us in our overall well-being. So it's really exciting times. And one of the things that did attract me to Tech Mahindra is just those capabilities, everything, as you mentioned, CP, from 5G to selective sourcing to the healthcare expertise, just the human-centered design. I mean, I could go on and on, but we'll continue down this line of questions. So what advice do you have for healthcare leaders? CP, you've been a leader for a long time, CEO, as we mentioned, of a very large global company doing digital transformation. And you know healthcare space pretty well. We've spent a lot of time together. We have a great team. And, you know, what would you say to leaders in healthcare? What should they be thinking about as we talk about this digital transformation and all the changes ahead?
Ed, you guys are probably way ahead of most of the other parts of the world. But I think if I was having a meal with a CEO of a life sciences company or a CEO of a healthcare provider, I would only remind them that the change in the pace of technology is now given. That anything that you can potentially run as a service, they should consider running it because the product life cycles have become shorter. Interaction between the technology and the consumers have become very different, and it's a very evolving regulatory landscape. So I still remember having a meal with one of the large companies in Netherlands in healthcare. And when he asked me the same question, I told him software as a service, SFDC, converted CRM into a utility. You should not be selling equipment. Now you should sell it as a utility. You should sell it as a service. You should actually be charging for per, you know, X-ray or a per lab test. And if you are able to integrate it, you are getting closer to the customer organization. And number two, you will be a lot fitter because we all know that the goalpost for most organizations can continuously evolving.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think for the provider, they need to take advantage of the maturity of the life cycle. They should be able to task companies like Tech Mahindra or a GE or a Philips or a Siemens, whichever companies that they do business with, to come in an integrated way and provide them service as a utility so that they can focus on improving their customer care, their main business, of being able to create a healthy community around them.
Yeah, those are good insights. Thank you, CP. Now, my listeners will know that I skipped the most important question already of our podcast, so I'm going to ask it of CP now. So, CP, we always ask our guests, what is your favorite kind of music? What do you like to listen to when you have some free time?
You know, I mean, again, because most of your listeners do not listen to the kind of music I listen to, because I listen to the Bollywood music. I mean, I am at heart a guy who loves to dance, and Indian dances on one end can be very formal, or it can be only throwing your hands and legs and almost looking like a Zumba exercise. Or a Jumba exercise, sorry, it is called. Or, you know, but all I can say is I love Bollywood music and I love Bollywood dancing. And given choice, I would dance an evening. That's the way I would love to de-stress.
No, I love that. And no, it's good to have a variety of answers. We've had all sorts of really interesting answers. And I think you might be surprised how many people are pretty familiar with Bollywood. I know I certainly, if you look on my my music store, you'll find quite a bit of Bollywood, but that's also because I have a Indian wife. So, but I love it as well, and it's great. And we like to watch the movies and such as well. So the other question I ask every guest, because I think it's of interest to everyone, is Do you have sort of a personal mantra or personal mission that sort of guides you? Like you talked about your parents and the things that they instilled in you and the work ethic and the way of viewing the world. Is there something else that guides you that kind of your like your North Star?
I mean, we packaged at Fortech Mahindra or Mahindra Group. These are called RISE tenets, the three RISE tenets. One is be positive. I mean, things will go wrong. Your positivity as a leader influences everyone else. Number two is, you know, we have the same 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours or 14 hours, but wake up with a purpose and take stretch goals. Nobody ever became an athlete when he did not push himself or herself.
Yeah.
I am a corporate athlete. I will take stretch goals. Number third, don't be reactive. Think of alternate methods to leapfrog. So the RISE three tenets are be positive, stretch goals, and alternate thinking. And that's what has been the motto of my life, and that's what has kept me going.
No, those are definitely, even though they're part of our group in terms of the 3X RISE, those are good rules for living in general. So I like those a lot. And again, one of the things that attracted me to serve with Tech Mahindra. So I want to demystify something, CP. When it comes to working with a global services firm, so a lot of our listeners are chief digital officers and others sort of doing digital transformation across all of health and life sciences. And it can be scary when people think, and I, as I mentioned at the top, I've worked with global firms previously, have had great experiences. I'm a big believer in them, but a lot of people are a little bit hesitant just because they've never worked with a global services firm before. What should a leader consider when thinking about partnering with a global services firm such as Tech Mahindra? What are some of the practical things they should think about as they look into this option?
And it will take a long time to answer this question because it is a fairly complex evaluation for any firm. But my recommendation is build relationships, build trust. Number third is, if possible, go and talk to the people. Because you build relationship with people, while the firm is important, process is important, referenceability is important, but build relationship with people and build trust with people. Ultimately, when you do work with Tech Mahindra, you want to sleep better. When I do work with you, I want to deliver value to you so that you can sleep better. As long as both of us are aligned to sleep better, I think we're doing well.
Yeah, that's really practical because a lot of times we do get caught up, and it's important in some of the items that you mentioned. But at the end of the day, it comes down to that personal relationship, that trust that you have in one another as leaders. And that's something that sometimes is overlooked. So we spend so much time sort of on the academic and less on the relationship. But at the end of the day, it's really about the relationship. Because as you mentioned, CP, when we were talking about the 3X RISE, you know, things don't always go perfect. So you need to recalibrate, but it comes down to that relationship. How do you handle that situation when things aren't perfect so that you can all sleep well at night? So that's really good. As we end, CP, is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience before we wrap up this episode?
Again, so thank you, Ed. And from my perspective, let's encourage responsible technology. Let's all become individuals, citizens, and communities with a sense of purpose. We need to take our own pledges towards humanity by donating organs, or at least, you know, signing pledges to donate organ. Number two, to each one of us contributing a little more to make it a better and a sustainable world. I think we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the next few generations. Let's all take a pledge to leave a legacy of a better world. And if possible, if any of our organs can be harvested after we check out, I think we should take that pledge.
Yeah.
So again, thank you, Ed. And it's just that it's some of the things that I am passionate about.
No, we appreciate that. Thank you, CP. Wow, what a privilege it has been to have the CEO of one of the, or I believe, the world's best digital transformation organization, Tech Mahindra, be with us today sharing wisdom and insights. And I hope you enjoyed this time as much as I did. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is John Lin from the Healthcare IT Today podcast. If you like the latest rumors, insights, and happenings in healthcare IT, you'll enjoy hearing my colleague Colin Hung and myself debate and share the latest happenings from the world of healthcare IT. Find the latest episodes or dig into our archive at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcast application or YouTube. When it comes to healthcare technology, we love this stuff, and we can't wait to have you join in on the discussion of everything health IT.
Thank you for listening to Digital Voices Podcast with Ed Martin. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe on your preferred streaming service and leave a rating and review. And most importantly, thanks again for listening.